Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics on your AQA specification, factors affecting food choice. Now, this topic might seem straightforward at first, but here's the thing. Examiners are looking for much more than just a list of factors. They want you to analyze how these factors interact, to evaluate their relative importance in different scenarios, and to demonstrate a deep understanding of the mechanisms behind each factor. That's what we're going to unpack today. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand the 8 key factors that influence food choice. You'll know exactly how to differentiate between commonly confused concepts like allergies versus intolerances, and you'll have the exam technique to tackle those tricky 12-mark evaluation questions with confidence. So let's dive in. Let's start with the big picture. Food choice is never simple. Every time someone selects what to eat, they're influenced by a complex web of factors. AQUA groups these into 8 main categories, and I want you to remember them using a simple memory hook, HERMSEES: health, economic, religious, medical, social, environmental, ethical, and sensory. Let's break each one down with the level of detail examiners expect. First, health and nutritional factors. This is where candidates often lose marks by being too vague. Don't just say, people choose healthy foods. Instead, specify the nutrients involved. For example, teenage girls may choose iron-rich foods like red meat, fortified cereals, and dark leafy greens to prevent iron deficiency anemia. Pregnant women require 400 micrograms of folic acid daily to prevent neural tube defects in developing babies, so they choose fortified bread and green vegetables. See the difference? Specific nutrients, specific health outcomes, specific food examples. That's what gets you into the higher mark bands. Second, economic factors. This goes beyond just cost. Examiners want you to analyze the trade-off between time cost and money cost. A ready meal might cost 5 pounds and take 3 minutes to heat, whereas making the same dish from scratch might cost £2.50 but take 45 minutes. For a single parent working 2 jobs, that time saving might be worth the extra cost. Also, consider food inflation. When prices rise, families may switch from fresh meat to cheaper protein sources like beans, lentils, or eggs. Always link economic factors to real-world purchasing decisions. Third, religious and cultural factors. This is where precision matters. Don't just say, Muslims can't eat pork. Explain that Islam prohibits pork and all pork products, alcohol, and any meat not slaughtered according to halal principles, which means the zabiha method, where the animal's throat is cut while invoking God's name. Similarly, Judaism forbids pork and shellfish like shrimp, lobster, and crab and requires kosher certification with the Shechita slaughter method. Hinduism considers cows sacred, so beef is prohibited, and many Hindus follow vegetarian diets due to the principle of ahimsa nonviolence. Buddhism also emphasizes ahimsa, leading many Buddhists to avoid meat entirely. And Sikhism prohibits ritualistically slaughtered meat, so Sikhs avoid both halal and kosher products, with many choosing vegetarianism instead. That level of specificity, naming the slaughter methods, the exact prohibited foods, the religious principles, that's what examiners reward. Fourth, medical factors. Here's where the most common mistake happens: confusing food allergies with food intolerances. Let me be crystal clear. A food allergy is an immune system response. The body produces antibodies, specifically immunoglobulin E, that attack the allergen. This can trigger anaphylaxis, a severe, life-threatening reaction involving breathing difficulty, swelling of the throat, and a dangerous drop in blood pressure. Common allergens include peanuts, tree nuts, shellfish, eggs, and fish. In contrast, a food intolerance is a digestive system response. The body lacks the enzyme needed to break down a particular food component. For example, lactose intolerance occurs when the body doesn't produce enough lactase enzyme to digest lactose, the sugar in milk. This causes bloating, stomach cramps, and diarrhea. Uncomfortable, yes, but not life-threatening. Another example is celiac disease, which is an autoimmune condition where gluten, a protein in wheat, barley, and rye, triggers an immune response that damages the villi in the small intestine, reducing nutrient absorption. Understanding the physiological mechanism is crucial for high marks. Fifth, social factors. Food is deeply social. Family traditions might dictate Sunday roasts or cultural celebrations with specific dishes. Peer influence is huge, especially among teenagers. If your friends are vegan, you might adopt a plant-based diet too. Marketing and advertising create pester power, where children pressure parents to buy branded cereals or fast food they've seen advertised. Examiners love questions that ask you to evaluate how marketing techniques like product placement, celebrity endorsements, and health claims influence specific demographics. Sixth, environmental factors. This includes seasonality, strawberries taste better, and cost less in British summer months, and food miles, the distance food travels from farm to plate. Choosing locally sourced seasonal produce reduces carbon emissions. Some consumers choose organic foods to avoid pesticides or sustainably caught fish to protect ocean ecosystems. Seventh, ethical and moral factors. This covers animal welfare, choosing free-range eggs or RSPCA, assured meat, and fair trade products that ensure farmers in developing countries receive fair wages. Vegetarianism and veganism often stem from ethical objections to animal slaughter or environmental concerns about livestock farming's carbon footprint. Eighth, sensory factors. Taste, texture, aroma, appearance, and even sound, think of the crunch of crisps, all influence food choice. Personal preferences develop from childhood experiences and cultural exposure. Now let's talk exam technique. For those high mark, discuss, or evaluate questions worth 12 marks, you need a structured approach. Use the PAL framework: purpose, audience, logistics. If the question gives you a scenario, say a family of four on a tight budget planning meals for a week, identify the purpose: nutritious, affordable meals. The audience: two adults, two children, one with a nut allergy. The logistics: limited budget, time constraints. Then analyze at least three distinct factors. You might discuss economic factors, choosing cheaper protein like chicken thighs instead of breast, buying own brand products. Medical factors: avoiding all nuts and checking labels for allergen warnings. And nutritional factors: ensuring children get calcium from dairy, iron from fortified cereals, and 5 portions of fruit and veg daily. Link these factors together, showing how they interact, and conclude with a balanced judgment. Common mistakes to avoid. First, vagueness. Eating healthy doesn't cut it. Say, reducing saturated fat intake to below 20 grams per day to lower LDL cholesterol and reduce coronary heart disease risk. Second, treating factors in isolation. Show how they overlap. For example, ethical veganism intersects with environmental concerns and health benefits. Third, ignoring the command word. Explain why requires causation and reasoning. Evaluate requires weighing up different viewpoints before reaching a judgment. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for 3 seconds, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the difference between a food allergy and a food intolerance? Answer. A food allergy is an immune system response that can cause life-threatening anaphylaxis, while a food intolerance is a digestive system response causing discomfort but not life-threatening reactions. Question 2. Name 3 foods prohibited in Islam. Answer. Pork and pork products, alcohol, and non-halal meat. Question 3. What is celiac disease? Answer. An autoimmune condition where gluten triggers an immune response that damages the villi in the small intestine, reducing nutrient absorption. Question 4. Give 2 examples of how economic factors influence food choice. Answer. Choosing cheaper own brand products over branded items and selecting ready meals to save time despite higher cost. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the 8 key factors affecting food choice: health, economic, religious, medical, social, environmental, ethical, and sensory. Remember, HERM sees. We've clarified the crucial distinction between allergies and intolerances, immune system versus digestive system. We've emphasized the importance of specificity, naming exact nutrients, religious slaughter methods, and physiological mechanisms. And we've covered exam technique. Use the PAL framework for scenario-based questions, link factors together to show interaction, and always match your answer structure to the command word. Your action steps. First, create a revision grid with all 8 factors, listing specific examples and mark scheme language for each. Second, practice at least 3 12-mark questions, timing yourself at 12 minutes each. Third, make flashcards for religious dietary laws and medical conditions. These are high-frequency exam topics. You've got this. With this level of detailed knowledge and structured exam technique, you're well on your way to top marks. Good luck with your revision, and remember, specificity and analysis are your keys to success. Thanks for listening.